This is KF8 CDK monitoring. KF8 CDK, I think it was. This is W8YRC. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I'm just waiting in my car to go into work. I'm over at the old McLaren building. Where, McLaren building where? Oh, the one on Greenlawn, right in South Lansing. Okay, well, I just left McLaren Hospital in Lapeer. I worked there as security guard, so anyway, that's something almost in common. Oh, yeah, small world. Yeah, this one was abandoned. We are turning the mother-baby unit into a psychiatric facility. So we got a big remodel to do all winter. The way it's going, we got a lot of clients for you here in Lapeer, everywhere, I guess. So it's not a bad thing to do, and maybe that will be your future place for hopefully get taken care of. Oh, yeah, there seems to be a resurgence of these kinds of facilities, which is a good thing. It is. Yeah, I worked third shift, so I just got home, so I getting ready to hit the hay for a little bit, and I normally sleep till 11:30, 12, and then I get up and then take a nap in the afternoon and go do it all over again. So anyway, have an awesome day. It's stay warm. 73W8YRC. Copy that. I hope you have a good sleep. I'll see you around the bend. This is Kilo Fox Trot 8, Charlie Delta Kilo, 73, see you.
KB8RVP, KB8RVP, KA8LVS Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8RVP. How are you doing this week?
Too bad, Mike. Monday, we headed down to Livonia. It was granddaughter's 10th birthday. We're kicking around going Sunday, but my daughter's in-laws were there, and we didn't want to interfere. That was their last day to spend with the grandkids before they flew back to Florida, so we ended up going Monday. So all's good. Kids are happy to see us, and we ended up going to this place in Farmington Hills called Zap Monkey. No, Zap Zone. Zap Zone. Great big indoor arcade place. Kids had a couple of friends each, and once they got their plastic carts in their hands, that's how the machine reads instead of taking chlorine. Once they got some plastic carts in their hands, they disperse really quickly. And off to the arcade machines they went.
Oh, I bet. That sounds like a fun place to go. I never heard of that one. They used to have a big arcade down at the Great Lakes Crossing Mall, and now they've got the Sea Life Aquarium in there. Used to take my boys down there. They used to have a blast. Yeah, it's hard to find indoor things to do in the wintertime. We go to the Great Lakes Crossing Mall. My son's, his wife is doing college credits from home, and sometimes on a Saturday she has to pretty much be on the computer all day long for her education credits, doing schooling and stuff, and my son will say, hey, you got anything we can do indoors for the day? And it's hard to find things, so I'll have to mention that to him. Zap Zone sounds like fun. How old are your grandkids, or the one that had the birthday party anyway?
Zap Zone. It's huge inside. Even got room for bumper cars in the inside. There's a second floor I didn't even get up there. Because I had a chaperone. I was chaperoning three kids. My wife was a couple, and my daughter was a couple. Holy cow, they were everywhere in there, man. They got these 3D goggles that you put on some of these video games. Sit down inside and put these goggles on. And you can fight Godzilla. Pretty crazy. It's expensive, I'm going to tell you. Make sure you have plenty of money to have in your pockets before you go in, but those machines take like, I think it was like 28 points or something off your plastic card that they use to charge. You know, you just run a plastic card through all these readers that are on all the machines, even the pinball machines. But certain machines take a certain amount of points off your card. Usually those machines are, they take quite a bit, you know, the virtual reality ones. But something like the pinball machines and stuff like that, those are pretty reasonable. Yep, Zap Zone, Farmington Hills. Maria turned 10, and Allison's 8. So, yeah. and it's loud in there. My watch kept going off telling me that the sound level in the area that I was in was loud. It's almost like being like over at the Snoring Beagle Casino. It's loud in there. Your watch will go off and tell you that there's too many decibels that hurt your hearing. I believe that, man. It was pretty loud in there. A lot of people.
Yeah, everything's getting crazy expensive to do nowadays. They said the daily tickets to go to Disney World, $200 a piece. They were saying, like, if a family wanted to go for 3 or 4 days and stay on the Disney resort, it's like $4,000 or $5,000. If you go down for 5 days, it's like $8,000. It's crazy. Yeah, we all went to that Sea Life indoor aquarium at the Great Lakes Crossing Mall. We had the 4 grandkids we paid for, and then 5 adults was $245. Better throw KB8RVP in there.
I'll whip mine in there. KA8LDF. Yeah, we've been there before too. I meant to mention that. That was eons ago, but yeah, pretty to Walt Disney World. Probably never go there anyways. The grandkids spend there with their grandparents down in Florida. They're down in Venice, Florida. Venice. So they usually spend a week there with their grandparents. The grandparents usually spoil them rotten, which is fine. You know, the kids appreciate it and they do say thank you. And, you know, it's probably hard to believe nowadays. Kids that they have manners. Here I am. Yeah, I would have contacted you going down that way to Livonia. My wife was quite in a talkative mood. No squalls, too. Holy cow, it was like, where were we? Just before Brighton? And on the other side of Brighton, man, we ran into some awful snow squalls that day. And this was in the morning. We got in Livonia probably around 11 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, man, you couldn't see within 50 feet of your vehicles. Everybody had their four-way flashers on and everything. You know, we were down to a snail's pace, probably about 35 miles an hour on the highway.
Well, Monday was probably better than Sunday. We cleaned up, I don't know, about 7 inches of snow, maybe 8 inches of snow. Had the big snow blower out for the second time this year. And then I went out Monday morning, because it snowed overnight. I went out Monday morning and shoveled for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, just at our driveway. Between the blowing and drifting and snow overnight, we had another inch or two. So I can imagine, and then it snowed off and on all day Monday. And the winds were crazy, and now it's crazy cold. So right now they're getting it all the way in the middle of the country. Missouri, they were saying Missouri overnight could get like 10 to 12 inches. And all the way across Arkansas, supposed to get quite a bit of snow. Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, it's cold, dipping way down again. So they're all getting snow. But out in Missouri, that's where Patty's cousin lives, by Monday it's supposed to be back up to 60 degrees. So they said they just got to make it through a four-day cold snap with 10 or 12 inches of snow, and then by Monday it's all going to be melting away.
That's my brother-in-law, or my son-in-law said, when we pulled in Monday morning, he was out shoveling and she was out sprinkling that ice melt out there. And he said, man, I can't tell you how many times we shoveled snow. We live in a neighborhood kind of like where you do. They got some elderly people that they keep an eye out for, and they shovel their walkway and their driveway for them, which is nice. So they're kind of like over there between Hagerty and Five Mile Road. So, yeah, a nice subdivision area. So, all right, I got a skedaddle. So it looks like it's 6:57 here, so. Yes, cold snap. Yeah, warmer days are coming. Yesterday was pretty bad inside the shop. It was pretty breezy out. Wind was just whistling through that old building. All right, we'll catch you later, Mike. Good talking with you, and have a good day. possibly talk with you tomorrow morning. KBRVP, K88, all the up. I'll be clear in your final.
Great, have a good day at work. It's going to be another cold one. Stay warm. 7-3, talk to you tomorrow. KB8RVP, I'll be quick.
7-3's Mike. Catch you later. We're bundled up for it. K8, I'll be off quick.
K8OOE, this is KF8ELF.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey there.
You know, I'm leaving work?
Yeah, I'm on Jarrah Road right now.
I'm going to pass back out for a couple minutes.
How are you feeling?
A little beat up.
Well, hopefully you feel better soon.
Yeah, don't let me sleep when you get here. I want to get up.
Okay, well, get up and you can get up to see the dogs if you don't mind. But you don't have to, because I got to take Mona to the kennel this morning. I don't know if you feel like going for a car ride.
We'll see when you get here.
All right, I'll see you then.
We getting any serious snow?
Say that again?
I'll just talk to you when you get here.
Okay.
KF8OOE.
KF8EFL.
Thank you. This is KF8 CDK monitoring. Anybody on this afternoon?
Catch the signal there, but or call sign, but you've got a terrific signal. This is KC8 TWL. Name is Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris. This is Michael. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta Kilo.
New call sign, a new name for me, so welcome. Where are you located?
I live in Lake Odessa, which is about a half hour east of Grand Rapids. Right now I'm driving home from work out of Lansing. I'm on M43 heading westbound. Seems to be a traffic jam. Figured I would turn the mobile on, see if anybody was on.
That explains why it's a new call sign for me and a new voice. I'm in Lapeer, which is about 30 miles east of Flint, off I-69. So I know where Lake Odessa is. We travel that way couple times a year anyway, usually actually we do some vacationing over at Silver Lake Sand Dunes up in Mears, Michigan, so we do travel that way at least once a year, if not twice. So, nice to meet you. Hope the traffic jam there doesn't tie you up too long, and hopefully nothing too serious.
Yeah, we had some wreckers driving up the median, so I think something pretty nasty must have happened.
People usually always in a hurry. That'll do it. But what's the weather conditions like over that way? How's the roads?
Oh, not too bad. We're plowed and salted. Nice and dry. Good as you can expect. Visibility, probably about 3/4 of a mile. Still winds. It's pretty nice out, all things considered.
Right. Well, glad to see that they're plowed, salted, dry. And you never know over there. I lived in Ludington for a short period of time, and you get that lake effect snow. And, you know, it can be clear elsewhere, but you can be dumped on. So I will let you go. I'm making a pit stop here. And nice to meet your acquaintance. Safe travels. And we'll say 7-3 for now. This is KC8TWL. I'll listen out your final.
Copy that. It was nice to meet you as well. This is KF8CDK on the set. Thank you. Okay, Delta Charlie Lewis.
Kilo 82 Alpha Golf, KJG.
KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring.
Little Bureau Office.